So Menachem is a kind of a continuation from Masechta Zvachim. Obviously, instead of karbanis, animals, we're bringing flour, minchas. The mincha consists, we discussed this already in Zvachim, of four avodas, primary avodas, that parallel the four primary avodas of a zevach. Namely, by mincha you have kmitza. You put all the flour or the bread or the cake or the matzah, whatever it is, into a kli. It gets kiddush kli. You then do a kmitza. Kmitza is the equivalent of the shechita. You then take the kaimis and you put it into a second kli. That is the kind of like the Kabbalah. Nesinas kli by a mincha is parallel to the Kabbalah by a zevach, the Kabbalah's dam. The halacha is the same by both. You melech the kaimitz and the kli, the same way you melech the dam. And the haktara of the kaimitz, that really corresponds to the zrika by a carbon. Like the haktara by the carbon, we know is a mitzvah, it's not really ma'akiv, it's the zrika, it's ma'akiv. By a mincha, what's ma'akiv is the haktara of the kaimitz, is what's ma'akiv. Okay, those are the four avoidas that parallel the four avoidas by zevach. So, like the Mishnah, the first mission of this mezechta is very similar to the first mission in Zvachim, but I guess one quick way to just to visualize the first 30 blad of menachas, they actually cover like the first 60 blad of parallel in Zvachim. So for example, this first Mishnah is going to reference the first Mishnah in Zvachim, what we had in Daf Beis Zvachim, and also the Mishnah 11 blad later in Zvachim, what we had, I think, is Daf Gimel. That Mishnah also is kind of referenced or covered, so to speak, in Mincha. It's much more abridged. So like the Mishnah. Any mincha where the kmitza was done shalei lishma, and Taisa jumps in and says, "Lav daf kmitza." Again, any one of those four avodas we just spoke out, any one of those four primary avodas, if it was done shalei lishma, what's the halacha? Ksheiras, the carbon remains, or I should say, the mincha carbon refers to zevach. The mincha remains kosher. Elish le olah ba'al m'shem chayva. The mincha is kosher, but the ba'al more yaitz the chayv. So you continue offering the mincha b'kashrus, and like we spoke out in Zvachin Aveis, when he's speaking over here again in Menachas Aveis, that what? That the Ella, the Lashon Ella Shalelu, instead of just saying Vilayalu, it says Ella Shalelu to teach you. That's the only difference. The difference is that you're not yet to the mincha, but it's still fully kosher, and therefore you should continue to do it properly and not do any other shinois, any other invalid actions. However, there's two menaches that not only if you have a shalel shema, is it not kosher? Is it not ol bailim? It's not even kosher. It becomes pasul. Namely, minchas chayta or minchas knais. The minchas chayta, that's a mincha of chatas, a person doesn't have money, and it means a minchas chayta, or the minchas knais. Minchas knais is the minchas of jealousy. What's the jealousy mincha? The mincha of the saita, exactly. The mincha of the saita, right? When the baal is mekana, his wife. Right? He gives her a warning, he's jealous, and then she says her, so she has to bring a mincha as part of the process. That mincha and the mincha's chayta, if it's done shalei lishma, those two menaches will be pasul if they're done shalei lishma. Not just kasher v'le'elu, they're pasul. So like the Mishnah Vayter. Mincha's chayta, mincha's knayas, shek matzah, now the Mishnah elaborates, really what we spoke of from Taisus earlier, the mincha's chayta, the mincha's knayas, we do the kmitzah shalei lishma, or nasam b'kli, do the nesinas kli, or the halach v'hikter, or the halacha, or the akhtar, shle lishman, if you did any of the avayit, shle lishman, oi, lishman v'shle lishman. What if you did a part lishma, and then you finished off the end of it, le lishma? Oi, or opposite, shle lishman v'lishman, or you started off shle lishman, you finished off lishma. Psulas, in other cases, Pastor Rashi explains the added chiddush of when you started off lishma and finished off. Sorry, when you started off Leil Shema, finished off Lishma, you may have thought that you go based on the person's final thought, his final machshava. Tafas Lashon Achron, or machshava Achron, kamashma both ways. Whether you started off Lishma, finished off Leil Shema, that's possible. Or even if you start off Leil Shema, finished off Lishma, it's still going to be possible. The Mishnah elaborates, Keitzad, what's the case of Lishma, Vishal Lishman? L'shem Michas Chayta, that's the right intent. L'shem Michas Ndava. You have a mind that begins with L'shem Michas Chayta, which is correct, and they have a mind in the end, L'shem Michas Ndava, that is Lishma and Shle Lishma. What's opposite? Shle Lishma V'Lishman. What's the case of you start off Shle Lishma and then you end off Shle Lishman? L'shem Michas Ndava or L'shem Michas Chayta. If you start off L'shem Michas Ndava and ends up, which is the wrong Machshava, ends up L'shem Michas Chayta, which is the right Machshava, that's Shle Lishma. And Lishma, again, both of the cases are going to be puzzled. Just one point, Rashi, when he explains in the first case of the Mishnah, the menachas that are done shalei lishma, what does it mean a mincha shalei lishma? So Rashi does not pick the case at the end of the Mishnah, which I'm not sure if there's any deeper meaning why he doesn't, but the case at the end of the Mishnah is, I'll tell you why. It's pasha. The end of the Mishnah is a minchas chayta shalei lishma, which is puzzle. Minchas chayta l'shem nedava is puzzle. Rashi says, what's the case of a mincha which is not puzzle? So In Kachem, in Zvachim, what did we have? We had Oilul L'Shem Shlomim. That was Aviz in Zvachim. Rashi says over here, a mincha that's kasher v'le alu, is let's say you have a mincha's machvas, we'll explain that in a second, and you had a mind L'Shem Marcheshes, or vice versa. What's machvas, what's Marcheshes? Machvas, we remember it as machvas is a deep pa. It's a, sorry, not a deep pa. It's a wide pa. It's wide and flat. And what happens is, it ends up having a harder, you bake the flour in there, the bread, and you end up having a very crispier, more like a cracker, a harder texture. Marcheshes is deeper, and therefore it's more spongy. Right? When you bake it, it's more spongy. So when you did a michas machvas, and in mind, the shame michas marcheshes, or vice versa, that's the case of shalei l'shma, but it's still kasher, it's just le'alu l'bailim. That's how Rashi explains that case. Okay. So like the Gemara, there's a chazara. Lam le'misni ella. Why does the Mishnah say the word ella? Listen, v'le'alu l'bailim. The Mishnah says that all menachas on shalei l'shma are kasher, ella shalei alu l'bailim. Except for the fact that's not alabam, just say vile alabam, right?
Is to contradict.
I already said the answer. Yeah, I said exactly. We know the answer. Very good. Ella, just say vile alu. What's ella shele alu? So that's gemara of alabam shechayva. Hakamashmaron, like you just said, mel lebalam hud le alu l'shem chayva. It doesn't work for the l'shem chayva. Hamincha gufa ksheira. The baal's not yaitzes chayv. So if you had an obligation to fulfill, he didn't satisfy the obligation, but the mincha is still kosher. It's still a kosher mincha coming on his behalf, and therefore what? Vasa shnuye, and you can't do any further shinois. You did one line of the Shema, don't do any further shal the Shemas. Kidirava, like Rava, Dam Rava, the Rava said this by Zvachim. Ela shachta shal the Shema, asa luzak dam shal the Shema, and ela shachta shal the Shema. It's asa to be zerik the dam shal the Shema. Now, if you think about it for a second, you're not causing any more negative effects, meaning in terms of the kashas the carbon. And ela that's shal the Shema, the guy's already not yet says chayv, and the carbon is still kosher. If you then go and do the zrika shal the Shema, the guy Viter, he wasn't being Yitzchak anyway, and the karma is still kosher. Says Rav, it's still usher to have a pasal, a machshav v'shal d'shma. What's the source? This Ibay Samus, for Ibay Samus Kra. Either I can tell you it's a svara, first white line, bezim and aleph, or I can tell you it's a pasuk. Ibay Samus svara, mishim d'vishani b'kohani, lishim av lezel, because you've already done one change, do another change, because you already did one negative, one wrong thought, may have another wrong thought. Now the truth is, the basis of this answer really is still requires a little bit more background, meaning there has to be something wrong with having a bad thought, right? If the issue with having a bad thought is simply that it makes it not fully yetzi yechayv, that already was done. You're already not yetzi yechayv. And the kashrus remains anyway. So there has to be something more to it, which we'll explain to in three lines from now, what it is. There obviously is something wrong with having a bad thought itself, where we're saying, even though the ramifications won't play out, just because you had the bad thought once and the ramifications are already done, doesn't mean you have another bad thought, because you're still having another bad thought. That is one mahalach, it's a svara. But again, the svara still needs some more teeth. What's the chayra? What's the basis of the svara, which is that there is something inherently wrong with having a bad machshava? We'll get there in a second. You may say makra, or you can say it's a pasuk. Pasuk says you should keep the words of your mouth, that which comes out of your mouth, you should keep. Keep the neder that you made to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is a neder always? This is basic. A neder is, haray, a lie. It's on the guy's shoulders. It's on me to bring this carbon. So if he designates a carbon to fill his nether and the carbon gets lost, he's got to bring a replacement. Right? Nether is on the fellow himself. So the pasuk says, do kashan adar l'shem bekecha. What's the next word of the pasuk? Nedava. Do, like you did the nether l'shem bekecha, nedava. The nedava. Nedava by definition is different. Nedava is hare zu ayla. This animal's ayla, if it gets lost, I don't have to replace it. Nedava is not incumbent on the fellow. It's just a regular, it's a pledge in the animal. It's not a chi riding in the guy's shoulders. So it's a fundamentally different type of pledge. In fact, Gemara, nedava, nederu. You just told me it's a neder early in the pasuk. Why are you switching to nedava? Karla neder, karla nedava. The answer is, we called it a neder. The Torah calls it a neder and calls it a nedava. Why? Why is it doing that? Ela in kamashin adarta asisa yin neder v'im lav yin nedava. The Torah is calling it neder. And nedava, you know why? Because the Torah is telling you that if you keep the words properly, you fulfilled your neder. Neder is a chayv on your shoulders, it's a chiyiv, you fulfilled your chiyiv and your yaitza. If you don't keep it properly, meaning if you did a loy lishma, then you didn't fulfill your chiyiv, your neder, but at the very least, what is it? It's no worse than a regular nedava. Zek Gemara, top on base, unedava, again, this is all chazar, word for from the beginning of Zvachim, unedava, mishari lishnuye, and is a nedava permissible to make a shinoi? Nedava also can make a shinoi. Now again, this teretz is basing itself on a understood, taking for granted, that a machshava alone is wrong. There's something wrong with it, because again, if it was inherently wasn't wrong, then what was the svara in the first answer? And what's the idea behind the second answer? Nedava mishari lishnuye? The Gemara is saying, Avadi, you can't have machshava psula by nedava. Why not? So look at Rashi. We learn out in the Pesukim that when you have a carbon shlamim, the zvicha should be the shem shlamim, you have to do lishma. So we learn out from a pasuk over there, bezvachim should be lishma, who had then all karbanas, all menachas, all things are supposed to be done lishma. That seems to be Rashi's source. The source is that there's a mitzvah to do lishma. Simple. So therefore, you keep mishana even by nadava, and therefore, if it's a pasuk, that'll be the source. If it's a svarish, just because you mishana once, why would you be able to be mishana again? You shouldn't be mishana. That would be the source, l'chari, according to Rashi, for both answers of the Gemara. If I recall correctly, I think we had it on daf chav tes, I want to say, in Zvachim, the Gemara brought a pasuk to give an idea that it's asur to have machshava psula, and what was that pasuk? You shouldn't have wrong machshava. It was part of a shakatai of the Gemara there, but it seemed to be the Gemara held, at least according to one opinion, that there's a drasha in the words not to have a pasul machshava. That would be the source, not that machshava shal lishma. Again, Rashi is quoting the Gemara earlier in the Masechta of Zachim, which darshans that carbon has to be done for the purpose of whatever that carbon is, namely beshlamim, and who had them was saying to everything else. But there was another source in later on, and I think this is Chav Tes, where the Gemara says that there's a din of lo yichashev, another source why a person is not allowed to. That would be more of a stronger lashon of iser by yichashev, not just a mitzvah to have the right machshava. I mean iser alav to have a wrong machshava. Okay, that would be the two sources. Either way, the Gemara is saying that the lashon of the Mishnah of Ella Shele Alu is specifically saying Ella Shele Alu to tell you just because you mishana once doesn't mean you let him mishana again going forward. You have to have in mind the right thing. So quickly, let's do a halacha for the day. There's two halachas. Halacha number one is, of course, the first pasuk in Shema, the main chiyah, the main mitzvah of Kriya Shema and being mekabel olam hashemayim. The first pasuk in Shema, if one didn't say it properly, if he didn't have in mind proper intent, he's got to repeat it again. He wasn't yet says his chiyah. There's another halacha, Gemara Brachas, that a person should not say the Shema twice, the pasuk of Shema twice in a row, because chalila looks like he may be praying too. He may be praising or telling Kaiso to hear about two Chalila, two deities, two gods, because he says Shema twice. So now what do you do? If a person says Shema, and he didn't have a mind, he's not Yaitza. If he repeats, he knows he didn't have a mind. So he needs to say it again. If he says it again right away, he has an issue with the Gemara Brachas. What should he do? So one answer, the Chorin speak of the Shaila. It's a real issue. One answer is simply say it quietly. Say the first of all loud, you didn't have a mind, okay. Say it to yourself quietly, that wouldn't be, you're not worried about the Gemara Brachas if you say it quietly, and therefore you can be Yetzir with intent and say it quietly. There's other various answers given. One answer is, you should taka say the whole Parsha, first Parsha, v'hafta eis Hashem l'kecha, say the first Parsha of Kriya Shema, then go back and say Shema again. If you separate the two Shemas, it's kind of like just a hefsek. If you separate two Shemas with other psukim, then you don't have the issue with Gemara Brachas. So then go back and say Shema again, and then you could be Yetzah. So I forgot the name of the sefer I saw it, but as I brought down in one of the Daf Yomi Kail forums, they bring down, I think from the sefer Tshuva Lahiris, but he brings down a Shaila. So now if you're saying Vahafta, only for purposes to really get reboot yourself, to be able to say Shema again. Do you have to say the Vahafta, the Parsha, properly with separating the Bechot Levavachas and having in mind the proper intent when you say it? Or you're only saying it really to create that Hefzikos, being therefore, just say it, you don't have to have proper intent, because you're not really being Yates with that one, you're being Yates with the next round anyway. He says from our Gemara, he wants to bring a Raya, it's a Chiddush. It's a chiddush for Agamar. Again, it seems like a little bit of a stretch. Agamar had sources, but it's Rashi's source. That's the source we said it from the Mizvachim, by Yechashev. But from Agamar, Mishim de Mishani ba, Lishni ba, Velezo, because he made one Shina make another Shina again. He says, Avadi, you have to have mind, Vahafta, I keep saying the wrong passage. Vahafta, Shem Lekecha, you have to have mind, Parsha Vahafta, you have to have mind proper Taish and proper Nusach of reading it. Even though not being Yates, because this gives you Mishana one passage, don't be Mishana another. Even though you're going to say it again from scratch. That's chiddush, because in Lamdas, the lambda doesn't apply, right? The logic doesn't follow. Okay, very good. So that would be the halacha for the day. Lema masisan leikar b'shemen. Let us say our mishnah leikar b'shemen. Now, without that, I have to say this respectfully, because obviously the authors of the Gemara are a lot smarter than any of us, and live many generations, and have ruach kodesh, and all the good stuff. But the Gemara now is against Akasha, a shayla, that our mishnah is not leikar b'shemen from a statement of Rav Shimon. Now, Rav Shimon Well, let's read the first line inside it, and then we'll elaborate more. Let's say Hamishes like a b'shemin. The tiny b'shemin neimer. Call a menachas shenik b'su shalishma and kshiris. All menachas that you did kmisu shalishma, you did a kmisu shalishma. I still kasher. V'yala b'am shem chayva. It's kasher, and the balam is yetsa the chayiv. Not like that's clearly not like a mishnah at face value. Shein a menachas am zvachem, because menachas and zvachem are very different. They're not the same as zvachem. Shakayim is machvas and shemachesas. My semechichel of shemachvas. You have a machvas. You have the flat pot, the flat pan, and you're having in mind you're doing a machesas. Well, guess what? Your actions show, actions speak louder than words, shows that your machshav is garnished because you're using a machvas. Similarly, chareva means a dry mincha, l'shem blula. Some minchas have oil, some minchas don't. He has a mind, he's doing a chareva, he has a mind, I'm doing a blula. But the actions are clearly a chareva. And therefore, my semichich love l'shem chareva, and therefore, your machshav affects zero paslos. Not only is it an apostle, it's kasher and olu lebayin lebam detzi dechayiv. Says Rav Shimon, seemingly naga mishnah. Avu bezvachem enikim, but bezvachem, Rav Shimon agrees is different. Shchit achas akulon, zvig achas akulon, kabbal achas akulon. By zvachem, the avodas are very similar. They're similar by each carbon, right? The shchit is the same. The kabbal is the same. The zrika, for the most part, is the same. We'll see a little more detail about that coming up. But it's basically the same. And therefore, the ma'isa is not machiach. The actions don't dictate, aren't clear indication of what you're doing. And therefore, it makes sense to have a pasul. So Rav Shimon seems to say that by menachas, shalei lishma, would not be at all pasul, than 100% kosher, and ol labailam. So the Gemara is asking, that seems to be not like our Mishnah. That's a very simple, straightforward question. The problem is, before we even get to the Gemara's answers, Rav Shimon himself elsewhere says that a mincha shalei lishma is kosher, v'layalu. But the Baal, you're not yet to the chayv. Meaning, identical to our Mishnah. It fits with our Mishnah. So really what do we have? We have a stira and a b'shemin. And the Gemara later on in this Amr addresses the stira. Midway through this Amr, the Gemara addresses the stira. And the Gemara over the next blah, starting from Beis and Beis, into Gimel, Amr Alpha, Gimel Beis, is going to give three different answers to this question of stira and b'shemin. We're going to have Rav Ashi's answer, Rav's answer, and Rav's answer. So if I was writing the Gemara in my simple mind, I would have first put the stira of b'shemin, then put the three answers to the stira of b'shemin, and then gone back and see which answers can make Rav Shimon stim with the Mishnah or not. Our Gemara, maybe it's written different about the Midrashim, well, for whatever reason, I'm not going to get the reasons, but our Gemara makes the drop more complicated by simply jumping right to, is the first statement of Rav Shimon that we just quoted a stira to the Mishnah or not? It's really going to be dependent very much on the three answers given to the stira of b'shemin. But just to give you some background, so the next three answers the Gemara is going to try to apply are really all based on an answer to be a stira to the stira of b'shemin. The Gemara first is just applying it to see if it works to reconcile b'shemin with our Mishnah. Okay, let's see it inside. So like the Gemara, at face value, b'shemin zalach is not like our Mishnah at all. So the Gemara says like this, Hanich Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi's answer to the stira of b'shemin would work to make Rav Shimon like our Mishnah as well. What's Rav Ashi's answer? Kamba kaimis machbos Hashem b'cheshes. Very nuanced difference. If the guy had a mind by a machvas that he's doing im rechashas, didn't have in mind the word mincha at all. Just by machvas, he had a mind rechashas, that's not apostles. He didn't incorporate the idea that he's doing a minchas rechashas, he just thought he's doing a rechashas, different type of pot. Okay, you thought a fork was a spoon. It doesn't change the carbon at all, the mincha at all, and therefore it's kasher. Our Mishnah, where we're saying that's le'al l'bailim, in both cases kasher, I should say. But it's olah bailam when you just have in mind the wrong type of pan. When you have in mind the wrong type of mincha, then it makes a olah bailam. That's our Mishnah, and the Rav Shimon would agree to. That's Rav Ashi's answer to the Seer of Shimon, and according to Rav Ashi, Rav Shimon could be like our Mishnah. Very straightforward. So masnis and mincha l'shem minchi. If you look at the words of our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, I mean, it wasn't the Mishnah's, well, the Seif of the Mishnah says it clearly. We're talking about a mincha l'shem mincha, right? In the Seif, at least, the Mishnah says it clearly. And therefore, fits Rav Shimon could be the author of our Mishnah as well. El Rav Rava, but according to Rav and Rava's various answers in the Stira of Shimon, Mike Lamemer, is Rav Shimon going to be able to be like the Mishnah? So the Gemara now breaks into Rav and Rava's answer. Again, it's kind of bringing in an agav, it's bringing in a side manner just to see if Rav Shimon is the Mishnah. The Gemara will elaborate on all the answers later, starting in the middle of the Zaman. Let's see. Maybe go with Rabba's answer and it still works. How? Rabba says like Shemak Achab. Rav Shimon holds Shina Kaidish, like he says, my semachichin, by mincha, have in mind, machvas, mecheshes, mecheshes, machvas. It's not apostles because the action is clear that what he's doing, machshav does not. You know what machshav helps? Helps meaning to pasel. If you have in mind the wrong bailam, the bailam is not nikkur in the carb, in the mincha. Since the Baalim is not nikkur in the mincha, if he has a mind, instead of Ruvain's mincha, Shimon's mincha, that would be a pagam, that would make it, again, still kasher, but loy alu, like by Zevach. So that is Rabba's answer. that when Reb Shimon says it's kasher ve'alu, it's talking about a mincha, l'shem another mincha. When it's talking about kasher ve'layalu, it's talking about a shina b'alim. That's the answer in the steer of Shimon. But it doesn't help reconcile Reb Shimon with our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah clearly says that a mincha, shalekh v'shalashma, is kasher ve'alu, and then it said, except for chatas, where it's mamish puzzle. But mincha's chaita, right? He had in mind minchas nedavu, or he had in mind some other mincha, that should still have the klal of Reb Shimon, that it's not Shina Baal, but Shina Kaidish, it still should have, according to Rabbah, that answer that it doesn't make it puzzle at all. And therefore, Rabbah's answer doesn't reconcile Reb Shimon with our Mishnah. It just takes away the steerer from Reb Shimon himself. Let's see inside. So, the Gemara, Kam Shina Kaidish, Kam Shina Baalim, Hamasis and Shina Kaidish, our Mishnah's talking about a case of Shina Kaidish, and that's the case that you said that it would not become puzzle, it would not be Layalu. The Tani case of Shman, the Shalashman, like you said in the Sefer Mishnah, what's the case of Lashman and Shalad Lashman? The Shemichas Chaita, Shemichas Nedava. You're talking about clearly a Shina Kaidish. You're changing the type of Mincha, not the Bailam, and still the pasos is in effect. So we see that Rabbah's answer will not make Rav Shimon stim with the Mishnah. It'll only make Rav Shimon not be a conflict with himself. Vinami, the Mar says also, even if you go with Mishani Rava, even if you go with Rava's answer, same issue. Kam b'kavis mincha l'shem mincha. Kam b'kavis mincha l'shem zavach. So Rava has a different answer. Rava wants to say like this. Rava has a chiddush. The pasuk says zeis teres amincha. This is it says zeis teres amincha. We dash from there. Any machshava regarding a wrong type of mincha would not make it possible at all. Because all minchas like one big mincha. I have my mecheshes and a machmas, machmas and mecheshes. All minchas are kosher, one mincha l'shem the other. That's dafka mincha. But if I have mine by mincha that I'm doing a zevach, which is totally my sem mechichim love, from that perspective, it's totally out to lunch. It's totally clear that you're not doing that carbon. But still, since the maisa, the pasuk is zeis teres mincha, if you have in mind a zevach, that would create an issue, either kashav le'alu or pasul by mechas chayta, right? So Rava answers the steer of Shimon, when did he say it's kasher and it's alu and there's no issue when you had in mind a mincha for another mincha? When did he say it's kashav le'alu when you had in mind the shame a zevach? Clearly, again, Reb Shimon, you answer the steer of Shimon, but it won't stand with our mission, because our mission is talking about a mincha, l'shem a mincha, and still it makes a puzzle, not a mincha l'shem a zevach. Rava's answer won't reconcile Reb Shimon with our mission. Let's look from our side. Kam b'kam is mincha l'shem zevach. So one case was mincha l'shem mincha, one case mincha l'shem zevach. Says the Mara, ha-masis mincha l'shem minchi. Our mission is a case of mincha l'shem mincha, and diktani shalad l'shman l'shman. It says shalad l'shman l'shman, l'shem mincha l'shem l'shem mincha l'shem. Again, the Mara brings the same for the Mishnah. You see, shalad l'shman l'shman is mincha l'shem and mincha l'shem. Notice the Mara actually picks, the first time picked l'shman and shalad l'shman, and the second time picks shalad l'shman and l'shman. Okay, it's interesting. Fine. Zalek the Gemara, l'shem mincha l'shem mincha l'shem. And still, the Mishnah says that it's pasul according to Reb Shimon, according to Rava. Since it's all menaches, it should be fully kosher. So Gemara, you're right. Ella the Rava of Rava Masisan Machvarta Masisan like Reb Shimon. You're right. According to Rava and Rava's Mahalach in the steer of Reb Shimon, we cannot reconcile Reb Shimon with the Mishnah. According to Rav Ashi, we can. Now, if the Gemara alludes to the three answers to the steer of Reb Shimon, the Gemara now asks outright the steer of Reb Shimon, and we'll focus on this for the next amud and a half. This steer of Reb Shimon and the various answers that we've already referenced. The Gemara goes into it in more detail. From Reb Shimon to Reb Shimon, we have a steer of Reb Shimon. Again, Reb Shimon we quoted earlier in the daf. On top of Beis and Beis, Reb Shimon says that the mice is mechichin love, and therefore a mincha which is done machmas l'shem macheshas, charev l'shem glula, doesn't matter. It's fully kosher. There's no issues. But v'stira, the tiny Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says kachi kachim kichatz kashim. The pasuk says about mincha it's kodesh kedoshim like a chatz nashim. We darshin yesh bam kachatz yesh bam kashim. Sometimes the mincha is like a chatz, sometimes like a nashim. How so? Mincha chayta, the mincha chayta parallels harei kachatz like a chatz, and the fikach therefore kemitzis shalashma pasul kachatz. If you do kemitzis shalashma, and by the way, who adin nesinas kli halacha and aktara, it's all going to be pasul like a chatz. Minchas nedava, however, minchas nedava harei kashim that parallels the Hashem. The figure comes to Shalashma. If you just commit Shalashma by the Nadava, the halach is, it's still kosher. Kashem. It's still kosher like the Hashem. However, just like with the Hashem, even if you do it, Shalashma, it's kosher, but it's le'alu, says the Gemara. Ma'ashem kosher v'inimratz, just like the Hashem, it's kosher, but you don't get the full fulfillment of his obligation. He doesn't fulfill his chayif. Af mechaz dava, also k'sher v'inimratz, so the mechaz dava is kosher v'inimratz. But we have a stira. Reb Shimon himself early in the daf says that a mincha shel shema is fully 100% kosher, and you get all your chayvus. And here he's saying it's not fully kosher. By a chatz it's pasul, and by a nedava it's kashav le'alu. Amarabba. Now we get back to the answers. This is kind of a chazara, but we're going to elaborate more. The answers we spoke earlier. Rabba is the first answer. Amarabba le'kasha kam b'shina kodesh kam b'shina b'alim. By shina kodesh taka shina kodesh, we say it remains kosher, no pasuls. By shina b'alim, that's where there's a pasuls. Amarle Abaye. Michti, machshava de pasach mon hakeshi. The fact that the machshava pasals is a hekesh, meaning the fact that the machshava pasals is learned through hakeshi that machshava pasals by all kabbarnas and who are done by menachas as well. So by zvachim, the psul machshava applies equally to shina kodesh and shina bailam. So why by menachas are you relegating the psul machshava only to shina bailam and not applying it to shina kodesh? We already know the answer already because ma'aseh mechichim. Let's see. So tomorrow mali shina kodesh, mali shina bailam. Amalei. So Rabbi says back to Abaye, a beautiful answer, very very gishmak and svara. My Sam Chichin loves to come from Shimon. Sorry, Shimon himself says, by a mincha, the actions dictate what it is. The actions of machfas or mechashas or charev or blula tells me what it is. So your machshav is not going to beat it. And go further. Reb Shimon darsh time of the krah. What are you going to tell me? Be you have a hekesh torah from zvachim? Reb Shimon is the famous author in Shas who always darshins time of the krah. He darshins the reason of the pasuk, and therefore machshav le minkra pasuk achmana, machshav le minkra le pasuk achmana. Because he darshins time of the krah, he has the ability to say machshava, which is nikker. Which is, I'll go the other way. Machshava, which is not nicker, it's not noticeable. So your machshava is causing perhaps like a confusion. You're changing the carbon, so to speak, over there. That passes. A machshava, it's nicker, that what your machshava is garnished. It's nothing. Such a machshava has no effect, and therefore it doesn't passel. And that fits the words of Reb Shimon beautifully, because he said, Ma'aseh mechichin lav. That is Rabbah's explanation. In fact, you mind that, okay, but according to this explanation, we have a few cases where machshava should not ultimately be able to passel. Let's see. Elamiyatr. Oyla sa'if. Shemok, we skip the parentheses. Elamiyatr. We know Eilas Aif, we're supposed to Malika on top of the Mizbeach. Chatas Aif, and then you do Mitzah, you squeeze the blood of the, from the neck of the animal on the side of the upper half of the Mizbeach, that's by Eilas. Chatas Aif, you do the Malika on the bottom of the Mizbeach, preferably by the southwest corner, because that's where you're going to do the Hazah. You don't do Mitzah right away, first you do like Hazah, a spritzing, and then you do Mitzah in that same corner. But the truth is, Chatas Aif, this is going to be part of the Mar's answer, can really be anywhere. That's just the preferred location, because that's where the Hazah takes place. But it can be anywhere. Says the Gemara, Ayla Saif, you have Ayla Saif in your hand, Shemok Lamala Kayin, Shemok Lamala, you did Malika on top of the Mizbeach, which is the place of Ayla Saif, and he had a mind, Mishmach Chatas Aif, he had a mind, Chatas Aif. Halacha is normally, it's kosher v'le'alu. It should be alu, teratzeh, it should be fully kosher, Ma'aseh Mechichin Lav Ayla Saifi, because the actions are dictating it's Ayla Saif, because of its location, it's obviously Ayla Saif. Di Chatas Saifi Lamata Havi Avalei, because if it was Chatas Saif, it would be done on the bottom, southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara, Ata Chatas Saif, Lamala Milesa, we kind of already answered this already, Chatas Saif cannot be done Lamala. Chatasayif lechatchila is done in the southwest corner. Eilasayif has to be done lamala. Chatasayif could be done anywhere in the Azar area. Havamar Malika b'chol makom Azar b'mizbeach kosher. Malika anywhere in the mizbeach is kosher for chatasayif, and therefore it's not a clear indication. It's not clearly the meisim's mechich that it's eilasayif as opposed to chatasayif, because the chatasayif could be done there as well, and therefore it would be kosher v'le alu. Next case, eilasayif she meets the mala l'shem chatasayif. Eilasayif where you did the, this is talking about by the zrika portion, so to speak. The mitzvah, you squeeze the blood out l'mala above the red line, the upper half of the mizbeach, which is its place for eilasayif, and yet among the shem chatas. Now this already should be teratzah shemratzah. Why? Because the actions are clear. That's El Saif, Di Chatasaif, Lamata of the Azah. If it was a Chatasaif, Chatasaif, you do the Azah, like we said before, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, on the southwestern corner, you do the Azah on the bottom half, not the top half. So shouldn't that be a clear indication that what? That it's a El Saif, answers the Gemara, Amri, Dilma Mitzvah Basa Azahi. After you do the Azah, the Chatasaif, you also do a Mitzvah. And that Mitzvah, Damamar, Mitzvah Dama B'chamak Mizbeach Kshera, that Mitzvah could be anywhere in the Mizbeach and it's still kosher. So the fact that you're doing a Mitzvah is not clearly a proof, even though it's above the red line, that it's a Eilas Saif, could be it's still a Chatasaif, and therefore it's not Maisa Mechichen, and therefore it still applies the Pasos.